Coming up here on KNKX is a story from our show Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer.
It's stories of royalty this week on Sound Effect from 88.5 KNKX. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. In the Greenwood neighborhood of Seattle, tucked among the bungalows, sits an ornate yellow and red building. On one side flies the American flag, and on the other flies what's called the Dharma flag. This monastery is one of the most important sites in the world for one of the four major traditions of Tibetan Buddhism, the Sakya school. And it houses a genuine princess. Her Eminence Dagmo Kusho Sakya is one of the most prominent female lamas in Tibetan Buddhism, and she's the widow of the man who once held the Sakya throne. She goes by Dagmola to her friends, and the story of how she came to be here starts in the 1930s and 40s in rural eastern Tibet.
My family, whole family, are very, very strong background Buddhists. Of course, Tibetans are all Buddhist. And I was introduced when I was 4 years old. I was sent with a study a little bit in the, with the monks.
It wasn't that common for girls to take the same kind of religious education as boys. But you had this beloved great uncle who was a respected lama. And you write that he told you that you're going to be different. You're going to not be like the other girls. You're not going to be just like a housewife. Do you know what he might have seen in you?
Yes. Yes. When I was young, I had a very interesting dreams and imaginations. Every time I tell my great uncle, and he listens, I think he knows exactly.
He saw something special in those visions.
That I'm going to live alone and maybe married with such a kind of lineage, produce their sons, maybe help with all the other sentient beings. Well, I try anyway.
To help with all other sentient beings, the highest calling of a devout Buddhist. So Dagmola went to school with the boys, spending days in the monastery learning the Dharma. As a teenager, she set out with her family on a religious pilgrimage to Sakya, Tibet, the seat of the Sakya school of Buddhism. And there, she met a prince, the son of the Sakya throne holder, Jigdal Dagochen Sakya. They courted and married and prepared for a life together. But soon things changed in Tibet with the Chinese invasion in 1959. Suddenly, soldiers were everywhere, and the Sakya Buddhist faced a choice: to stay under Chinese rule or risk an escape.
If you stayed in Tibet, maybe not that bad. Maybe not practice religion. So anyway...
Oh, let me ask you to pause there. You're saying you might have been safer if you stayed in Tibet, but that would be at the cost of being able to practice.
Right.
Why was that a choice you weren't willing to make?
We don't want to lose our religion. We know that. That's our life.
So they decided to leave Tibet, to flee to neighboring Bhutan and then to India, where the Dalai Lama was leading a huge community of Tibetan refugees.
When we left from Tibet, we left with a horse and mules. But in some of the mountainside, you really cannot ride so much. It was snow is very, very high. But walking and riding horse.
How difficult was that journey?
If I tell you, don't even believe. It was very difficult. Only one pair of shoes and go walking. That's why I ruined my old knee. And snow, what do you call it? Sun comes in snow. We all group burned, sunburned. Aye.
Oh, like snow blindness.
Not only that, we're scared. We have to leave fast because Chinese might come afterward.
What do you remember about how it felt to you?
Well, only that I never thought that we're going to live forever. Always maybe for temporary, come back.
In India, they were contacted by a professor from the University of Washington. Terrell Wiley had founded the Tibetan Studies Program at UW, and he had the idea of bringing Tibetan scholars to Seattle. He found funding and reached Dagmola's family. And soon, they found themselves in a rainy place they'd never heard of, trying to rebuild.
When we first came here, like 3 years, Grant, I said, this is my second home. My first home is in Tibet still. But then I went in 1986 in Tibet. I saw there's no my home. So this is only home now.
What was it there that you saw that
there
gave
was
you that?
Nothing. It was so destroyed homes and monasteries, monasteries disrobed. At that time, it's very sad. I almost cried every day because there's nothing like when we were there. It's very different. So that then I realized there's no home.
So Dagmola's family committed to building a life in Seattle. Her husband established a Buddhist center in North Seattle, which quickly grew into this monastery. They raised their five sons in the Sakya tradition, but none of them went into the family business. Instead, they became lawyers and executives. So that left no obvious person to carry on the Sakya lineage and hold its throne. That is, until the grandkids were born. Three of Dagmola's grandkids showed aptitude for the lessons of Buddhism. And so, as young boys, as early as age four, they were sent to Nepal and India to study Buddhism full-time, preparing one day to take the Sakya throne.
So what is life like for your grandsons who are studying there?
Very, very busy. I can't even call. They said, don't call me. The teacher's wonderful and straight. Hour to hour, they study Tibetan and debate, all kind of just hour to hour. So I realize how busy, how wonderful they are doing.
What role will they have in Sakya Buddhism when they move along in their studies and get older?
In the Tibetan Buddhism, some are reincarnated, like Dalai Lama is 14th Dalai Lama. But it's unlike the Sakya, hereditary. It's over almost close to 2,000 years way back, descended from celestial being. And that the lineage is unbroken now. We decided that every 3 years, take a turn to such a throne holder.
Every 3 years, you take turns holding the throne?
And all the queen who are qualified, they will be qualified out. That's why they study now.
And so it'll be, they're all cousins, right? So it'll be one cousin to cousin to cousin.
One family, yes.
Her Eminence Dagmo Kusho Sakya of the Sakya Monastery here in the Greenwood neighborhood in Seattle. Thank you so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.